This digital recording comes from the New Energy Times Archive.
This recording is copyright 2004 by New Energy Times and may not be used in whole or in part for any commercial purposes without the express written authorization of New Energy Times. New Energy Times is pleased to present an interview with K.P. Sinha, speaking with Stephen Krivitt at the International Conference on Cold Fusion, August 2003 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Dr. Sinha has been recognized for his theoretical work in solid-state physics by all three of the most prestigious science academies in India and has also been a visiting professor at MIT.
Well, I have two PhDs. I took one PhD from University of Pune, India, under an Englishman, George Ingle Finch, fellow of the Royal Society. Then I wanted to do theory, you see, to see, arrange my study in University of Bristol, which was the best place for solid-state physics. So I took another PhD at University of Bristol in theoretical physics with another Englishman, Maurice Price, who was a student of Dirac and son-in-law, Max Born, and great pretensions, yes. So after that, I continue working various branches of solid-state physics.
Yeah, you're currently working at MIT?
Yeah, currently. So, but I have worked in various, all aspects of solid-state physics. Phase transition, structural, semiconductors, superconductors, magnetism. All aspects of solid-state physics I have worked. Then also, I have worked in cosmology and gravitation.
Has this all been in academia?
Yes.
In the theoretical side?
Yes, mostly my work is in theoretical science. I'm academician of Indian National Science Academy. In fact, I'm fellow of all the three academies in India, National Academy of Science, Indian Academy of Science, and Indian National Science Academy.
What have you been studying relative to cold fusion?
Cold fusion means to what is the main is that how to bring them, the neutrons, you plant them, you see. The main idea is that it has something to do with subtle structure, you see. There can be linear defect in which neutrons can be channeled. Then what are the actions, interactions in solids, whether metals or other structures? Interaction involves the various electrons that are there. Then the lattice vibration modes. They are inevitable, they are always there, so they will interact.
Do you work on that research with Peter Hagelsmann?
Yes, I work partly at that. And before that also, I work that. So the idea is that the role of phonons. The phonons, when they interact with electrons, if the interaction is optical very strong, they can localize the electrons. In fact, you can have two electrons living in the same orbital state because of the strong electron-phonon interaction. The effective mass of the electron becomes very large. So it becomes more stable state. The two electrons existing in the same orbital are more stable than a single electron, because the interaction of with phonons gives an additional attractive interaction which compensates for the Coulomb repulsion between a pair of electrons.
What are your current objectives these days? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, I've done a lot of physics. I've published 250 papers, 5 books. But now I want to do useful research which is good for mankind, that is the energy production and the energy transmission and things like that. So one of my work in superconductivity has been the light-induced superconductor, which we predicted in 1968, and it has been observed in some of the high temperature compounds, you see.
Why do you think cold fusion has hope for mankind?
Means anything which can give abundant energy. So each house can have a source of energy and self-sufficient. So that's what is the device which can work for a single house. So each house can be self-sufficient It doesn't have to depend on transmission of energy and things like that. So I'm working on not only of cold fusion, but other aspects of energy transfer, energy production.
What are your hopes and expectations?
I think within 5 to 10 years, the problem will be solved.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to get into it.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Sinha.